Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Name of this show is Today's Issues here on AFR. I'm Tim with Ed and Walker, and Steve Jordahl is in studio with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim.
Walker, we got good participation on our Today's Issues Facebook page, people watching the show and commenting on it.
That's right. Folks watching the show, commenting on the stories, and then I've also posted all the links to the news stories if you want to read more about stuff we talk about here. I know we have to move pretty fast here, but you can always catch more of the news stories on our Facebook page, and we're live streaming on YouTube also.
By the way, I'm going to the Holy Land again in March, so if you'd like to go with me and my wife Allison, we're taking a group to Israel in March, and you can find out everything you need to know by going to the website twholyland.com, twholyland.com. We already got about 20 people signed up already, so people are eager to go see Israel, and we'd love to have you join us on that trip, twholyland.com. If you want a brochure sent to you in the mail, just call us at 800-FAMILIES, 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5. Option 5, and leave us your name and your address, and we will send you a brochure in the U.S. mail for that trip in March. Steve Jordahl, what you got?
We had another school shooting happen on Friday since we've been together. This one at Santa Fe High School in Santa Fe, Texas. It's about 20 miles or so south of Houston, and or west of Houston. But this was one that the gun battle went on for half an hour. 8 students, 2 teachers were killed, 10 were injured.
How many died?
10. Eight students and 2 teachers. And the gunman was taken into custody. The school resource officer showed up about 4 minutes into the shooting, 4 minutes, and engaged the shooter right away. So this wasn't the case that we saw in Florida where the guy hid outside. He was right there. They shot it out for a good 20 minutes before the guy finally surrendered.
That's a long time, isn't
it?
Think about that, 20 minutes to hear gunfire going off.
Yeah.
So one possible motive, they're saying, is that the student was one of the students killed. Her name was Shanna Fisher, had rejected the suspect's advances for months, her mother said. And about a week ago, the young lady stood up in the middle of class to proclaim she would not go out with the shooter. So his name was Dmitry Pogortsits. So that might have been one of the motives. But I'd like to – everybody's saying they're surprised that it was this one.
By the way, was she a victim?
She was a victim, and she died.
Okay.
He was carrying a shotgun and a revolver or a pistol.
Yeah, no, you're right, revolver.
So it wasn't an AK or one of those weapons. But everybody's a little bit confused as to why he did this. If you'll indulge me a little bit, I have a story that's running today. I'd like to just kind of it explains what I wanted to say a little bit.
Is it better running on One News Now?
It is. Well, it's up at One News Now. It's running on our airs.
Okay.
And so this would be cut 6.
Sure, Dmitry Pogortsits didn't have dozens of run-ins with school officials or references to the FBI. Most thought of him as a good kid. But AFN had a look at his Facebook page, and at the very top is an upside-down pentagram. Alex McFarland of Truth for a New Generation says further down, there are other signs that the 17-year-old was dabbling in things that were over his head.
When I look at his profile, I see dark things. I see a fascination with the demonic, and even one of the names of Satan, Baphomet. Bravery and Baphomet, as if to serve Satan is a brave thing to do.
He says it's not a big leap from fascination with the occult to shooting up a bunch of students.
The Bible says in John 10, verse 10, that Satan, the thief, comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. Satan is a liar, a murderer, a deceiver. And this is so sad.
McFarland says he wouldn't have to be a confirmed Satanist or even understand the influences these symbols might have had on him.
This is a young man whose heart and mind, his will, his actions, it's been filled up with power, retribution.
And so as the rest of the nation starts debating gun control versus arming teachers, Bishop E.W. Jackson of the conservative group Stand says it's not too late for America to start looking for some spiritual solutions.
We've got to focus again on what's in the human heart rather than what's in the human hand. Because if what's in the heart is right, then what's in the hand will never be used to harm people.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
And I think that's the discussion we're missing as a country.
Hey, you know, this taking a good hard look at, and I'm glad at least some people on our side are doing this, on this possible connection to the occult. I was noticing on a CNN story that his attorneys, I'm talking about Dimitrios Pogortsis, the alleged shooter here, attorneys Robert Barfield, Nicholas Pohl, have said they have met with their client for two 30-minute visits. Barfield said his client is, quote, not doing well and is confused. So I'm just wondering, and this is just kind of speculation here, but if he had been, as Alex said, and as your story, Steve, suggested, maybe had been dabbling in some occultic things, you know, the Bible talks clearly about you don't have to be possessed to do the devil's bidding. Even the New Testament talks about the devil entering a person's heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you read sometimes and hear people talking about, well, it's like something came over me, and it's like I was watching myself do this terrible thing. And I'm just saying, evil is real, the devil is real, and it would not be surprising. I'm not saying this is what happened. It would not be surprising that this young man became fascinated with the occult, and then with this spurning, this humiliation, that the devil seized control for a while, and so now he's confused. Now he's sitting there going, "I don't know how this happened."
What's obvious to me is that we haven't yet taken up the discussion as a country as to the mental or at least the spiritual component that's in all of these shootings. Alex is exactly right. John 10:10 defines the devil as the author of death.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what we're seeing. I think it's worth a discussion, but it's not one you're likely to hear in the secular world.
Right.
You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Next story, Steve.
I'd like to bring you a story from Timmonsville, South Carolina, where a gentleman whose name was Reverend Jared Moultrie, and he is the NAACP president of Timmonsville, South Carolina, was pulled over. And when he got back to his office after the stop, he put up a video. Or at least a post that said, "Tonight I was racially profiled by Timmonsville officer because I was driving a Mercedes-Benz and going home in a nice neighborhood." He made a comment that the officer accused him of having drugs in the car. He said that his wife and grandchildren were in the car and asked them not to move because the officer looked as he might shoot them or something. He continued to ask them about his neighborhood and threatened to put him in jail in reference to something dealing with the registration of the vehicle. The whole community up in arms.
That just to be clear, that was the claim of Reverend Moultrie.
Right.
When he got home, he posted this on his Facebook page. This was the experience that had just happened to him, which was outrageous.
Right, and it would have been outrageous, except that the Timmonsville Police Department released the body cam video with the audio of what the encounter really looked like, and let's listen to just a little bit of it.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I'm all right. I'm Officer Miles with the Timmonsville Police Department.
Yes, sir.
That's a license, registration, proof of insurance only. Okay, that's fine. Go right ahead. Are you the owner of the motor vehicle?
Yes, sir. I just transferred.
You just transferred? Okay. What's your name?
Jerry Major.
Okay. You got your driver's license on it. It's done. But the reason why I'm coming in contact with you is whenever you took the left right here, you didn't signal. Okay, that's the only reason why I'm coming in contact with you, okay? Sit tight on you, okay?
Well, Mr. Bolger, here you go, okay?
Registration. Try not to drive the car no more until you get the proper documentation, because this registration has to come back to 1992, okay, GMC truck. It's even in the system as that, too. But what I'm saying, you got to have the proper registration and everything and insurance and all that stuff to actually indicate that plate comes back to this motor vehicle, okay? Because when I run the plate, it's still coming back to this. It's not coming back to your car.
So that
wait, was that it, basically?
And I took out long silences, but okay. That was a sequential.
That was the racial profiling?
That was it. Up? That was the racial. You just heard the demeaning and the threats.
Okay, let's compare what we just heard by this NAACP president. It's a local chapter guy. What's his name, Reverend what?
Jared Moultrie.
Okay, now, we just heard what happened between the officer and Reverend Moultrie. Again, read how Reverend Moultrie posted on his Facebook what happened.
Tonight, I was racially profiled by Timmonsville officer because I was driving a Mercedes-Benz and going home in a nice neighborhood. The officer accused me of having drugs in the car. He continued to ask about the neighborhood and threatened to put me in jail in reference to something dealing with registration.
So he told his wife and grandchild, don't move. He looks like he might shoot us.
Right.
And I'm not even sure that his wife and grandkids were in the car.
Someone was in the back seat.
There was someone
in
the back seat.
I saw the video.
What happened is this guy's a liar.
He has been lying.
Yeah. He just lied through his teeth on Facebook, which he since removed that post, to make the officer look like a racist. And had there not been a body cam, then the guy could have gone on with that lie. Then there may have been riots in the town,
yeah,
a racial divide, all because this guy is a pastor.
He's a reverend.
He's also a pastor. Now, my understanding from the video is a little bit hard to hear, but it sounded like he was pulled over because he failed to signal when he turned left.
Right.
And then did I understand right that the license plate he had on the Mercedes was actually one he had originally had for a Suburban
on a truck, and he switched
the place.
And he said that the DMV told him that it was okay. We didn't play, but the officer said, well, you were informed wrong. And I
did he give him a ticket?
No, he didn't give him a ticket.
Didn't even give him a ticket.
No, he didn't give him a ticket.
Wow. And you can't get to the very end of that, can you? No. Okay.
Let me tell you something else about this situation. By the way, he should go to jail. This guy right here.
Yeah.
Because... He needs to be charged with falsely accusing a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Did he not know that the officer had a body cam on him?
Probably not.
Certainly not.
I doubt he would have made
it. So he thought he's going to get away with this.
Yeah.
Well, you know what this points
become
to?
Become nationally famous.
I was reading, following up on this story, there was a couple of links, or I was reading about this, and how they were saying how many of these hoaxes there have been. Over the last few years, and just numerous, just like that, right there. And if you don't have, and I remember seeing an article. This is just one story of a professor at the University of North Texas. She was an African American woman. She was walking in her neighborhood, and a police came up behind her and wanted to talk to her about not walking in the road. She had earphones on.
Right.
The police were very polite. They asked her, to walk on the sidewalk, not in the road, and because she'd get run over, and it's a safety hazard. Well, she got home and posted on her Facebook that she had been she had been pulled over because she was walking while brown.
Yeah. Right.
And she said the cops had their flashers on, sirens on, something like that. In other words, she just made up this whole story that made the officers look like terrible. Like they were picking out this woman because she was African-American.
Mm.
And as it turns out, they had video. She made up the whole thing.
Right.
It could have been, again, think of the ramifications in this era in which we live, that if just like the young man who was with Michael Brown in St. Louis made that whole story up. Remember, hands up, don't shoot,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't true. But they burnt the town down.
Right.
Literally.
Because he said he had his hands up and they shot him in the back, which the autopsy proved was not true. But yet the damage is already done.
Well,
and I'm just saying, here's my point. If we're going to hold people accountable for being racist when you can find accurate information to prove such a point, which it should be,
mm-hmm.
They should be held accountable and publicly shamed if that's true. Why aren't these people who make up this stuff, like this Reverend Moultrie over here in South Carolina, why doesn't he have to suffer any consequences? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because as I said, you could set off riots in your town based
right.
on a total.
If there's no body cam footage, which I'm thankful there is, if there was no body cam footage, congressmen, senators, mayors would all be putting out press releases going, I know America has a racist problem,
yes,
and we
yes.
got to fix it. We got
to
come together.
This officer needs to resign or be fired.
He might have been forced out. What I hear often from when this happens and people are caught, the excuse that they sometimes use is, well, maybe it didn't happen in this instance, but we know it happens, so we need to address it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
Oh, my goodness.
Well, and
that's what happened with Tawana Brawley in... What's his name? Sharpton?
Sharpton. That goes way back to the 90s.
But he made that story up.
Yeah. And I think...
She was raped by white guys.
I think that in this case, with this Moultrie or maybe this other lady in Texas, I think the temptation immediately arises that I can become the next Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
I can become famous for what happened to me, quote unquote, happened to me. And that temptation is very real. And these people are getting caught. Mm. How else do you explain making up a total lie along this narrative other than the fact that these people want to become famous and
They want to become famous. I got a narrative for you. They want to get off the hook. Or they want to, yeah,
this
they
guy
want
didn't
to,
get a ticket. What's did, he want yeah, to
well,
vote
that's,
for?
That's
just
a good point.
Well, but
there's
one thing, if it's a, quote, nobody, this was a local NAACP chapter president.
Who could become famous?
That's a good point, Ed.
He could become a famous.
Yeah. So he got away with this lie. There was no body cam.
Oh, he's invited to speak at events and all kinds
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah, he's brought to the yes
to the White House for a race.
Not for
right.
Yeah, but yeah.
Round
well,
table
President Obama
or something.
Would have brought him to a White the
right.
White House. So yeah,
yeah. For a beer. Song.
The body cams have changed, but I just think this is terrible, and you should not be able to a pastor. He
right.
was a pastor, too, in addition to being, and he just made up this stuff.
The police department or the local district attorney should press charges if there's some kind of
if
law.
If there's
that
a law,
broken.
Yeah.
Well, there should be. You can lie about a police officer. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Shouldn't be able. I mean, especially if you got it on camera.
Well, I tell you what,
the guy
too,
let
there,
him,
was,
let
an,
him off
there
the
was an article here in the. This is like the boy that cried wolf story, okay? When false claims of racism are made, and they're proven to be they are proven to be false, as in this case, it only sears people
right
to maybe real cases
right
because a lot of people go well, just like the Duke lacrosse players, you know, there's an African American woman. She said I was raped by a bunch of white lacrosse players. It turns out she made up the story.
Right.
Well, all these people, the Duke University. Professors are all signing things saying the Duke lacrosse coach needs to be fired. These
right.
kids need to be kicked out of school before the evidence even came in.
Right.
A lot of
yeah.
times, that's the danger too. People, because it's such an emotional issue, people don't want to wait for the evidence to come in.
Right.
They just want to jump to conclusions immediately.
Right.
And so, anyway, go ahead, Steve. Next up.
Well, have you guys heard about the the Laurel versus Yanni debate online?
Yes.
I have heard it. I have no idea what this is.
Well, let me start with, there's a new debate now, and I'm going to play you. This is a computer voice saying the word green needle. Listen.
Green needle. Green needle.
Right?
Okay.
Green okay, needle. Stop.
Play that backwards.
No.
It sounds like it's being played backwards.
Now, this is a computer voice saying brainstorm. Listen to this.
Green needle.
You hear that?
I still hear
sounds
green
like the
needle.
Same thing.
It is the same thing, but depending on what you're thinking of is what you hear. That's what it's working for me. Does that work for you like that?
I'm not sure.
So
I do know what you're talking about.
I'm going to play this. We're just going to play this, and I'll say a quick one of them before and see if you hear the one I say. So go ahead. Brainstorm.
Green needle.
Green needle.
Green needle.
Brainstorm.
Green needle.
Green needle.
I'm still hearing green needle.
I'm hearing green needle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a great band, by the way.
This is the Yanni versus Laurel one. Tell me what you guys hear here.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Definitely Laurel.
Laurel.
Yeah, Laurel. What
46% of the nation hears Yanni.
From what I understand is it has to do with what kind of speakers you're using when you listen to it.
Could be.
Like if the bass or the treble or something's turned up or tweaked, then are you using different microphones, you hear different things.
There are people who hear that and play that again. They're hearing Yanni?
Yep.
Laurel. Laurel.
Well, 46% of our country is on drugs, too.
That's probably the same 46%.
How you get Yanni out of that?
Well, Walker, there's a New York Times piece where they have a scale where you can put a whatever it's called back and forth towards the Yanni side or towards the Laurel side, and that'll help. It'll transition in your ear when you do that. You could maybe post that on our Facebook page.
So this is a big thing.
Oh man,
it's really with all that's going on in the world, the country split over Laurel and Yanni.
Do you remember a couple of years ago the gold and black dresses and the blue and white dress, and people were seeing different ones? You don't remember?
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I
don't remember
this
that.
Is the new version.
You know, I need to get out.
The White House did a funny video.
Yes, they
maybe
did.
We'll have to play it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the White House did a video asking staffers, top staffers like Sarah Sanders, what do you think? Is it Laurel or Yanni? And they got to the end, and President Trump says, "I hear Covfefe." Yeah. Remember, he tweeted at like 3 a.m. like this.
Did he actually say it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh man,
he tweeted
Covfefe,
and then Covfefe. He deleted it. Whatever. Yeah. And because it was an accident, I guess he just mistweeted.
I hear Covfefe. you mean spell check wasn't working for him that night?
I guess not.
That is funny. So this is a big thing.
Yanni. Oh yeah, it's taking the internet by storm.
Yeah.
And honestly, people hear the same thing, the same speakers, and they hear different things. Some people say it's a young old thing. It's
I'm hearing the same thing as Walker, so I'm safe.
Mm-hmm.
Either he's an old mind or I'm a young mind.
I don't know
what y'all are hearing, but
everybody and another thing the New York Times has done is they've taken and they think they figured it out. If you're listening to if you have just the low part of the spectrum versus the high part of the spectrum, you'll hear something. But when we're done here, let's go back to your office and I'll show you that New York Times tweeter slider thing. And
okay,
and
all right,
it might work for you.
Can dogs hear that?
Dogs. I don't know what dogs hear.
You know what they hear?
Bacon,
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 bacon, bacon, bacon, bacon,
bacon, bacon, bacon, bacon, bacon, bacon, bacon. That's kind of what I hear.
So that's the big. There was something I heard. I read it online or something. Anyway, it was something that people were laughing at. It was something to do with Yanni.
Uh huh.
And I think it was on some talk show or something. And I heard a clip of that, and I thought, I was thinking, isn't there some singer named
Yanni? And
Yanni.
He has weighed in on this.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt his. I mean, I think he hears Laurel, but he's glad that people may be thinking of of him.
Who's the one with the pan flute? Is that Yanni? With the pan flute?
I hear Laurel. I just want to say Ann Hardy.
Yanni. Remember saying what?
Hardy?
I just want to say Ann Hardy.
Yeah, Laurel and Hardy.
I just want to say, it just comes naturally. You know, you hear Laurel.
Now look what you've done.
Ann Hardy.
Yanni.
Oh, Laurel.
All right, we are out of time. Probably a good thing.
Good thing. I was about to do Laurel and Hardy.
We are out of time. Thank you, folks, for listening to our program today. And we shall see you back here tomorrow. We hope you have a wonderful Monday afternoon. Take care.